All right. With what's probably happening after the election, it's probably good to focus on something else. Whatever's going on, it's probably elevated and a little crazy, and it will pass. It will pass. America has not seen its best days or its worst. We've got lots of life left in us, and times are just a little bit difficult right now. Okay, so as I'm in Taiwan, I'm developing friends with some very good athletes, and I'm developing friendships with some, different influential people here and there for various and sundry reasons. For whatever reason, I'm just meeting them. Maybe on the street. Maybe I do some little thing that's not important, but some famous person thinks it is, and then we become friends that way. Okay, so as this is developing, one of the things that's happening, I'm finding that the only way this could have happened is because I did not go to Sunday morning church, but I am a strong Christian. Look, as I find the things that I'm talking with people about, that's part of the work that I do, that's part of building the relationships that I have that are strong. The encouraging things that I say to athletes, which lead to them, not leading directly to their success, but lead to them knowing how to make the right decisions better. Okay. They've got to do it on their own. I'm not their everything, but I know a few things. We all need help from people. And so the ideas that I give them that help them make good decisions, which then lead to their success in athletics, which then lead them to think, okay, Jesse is a really good friend. I want to continue friendship with him and do more because he's helping more than he's hurting. We all hurt our friends. You know, it's a sad part of life. In fact, if you want to talk about American politics right now, the reason that America is so divided is because we think that friends never hurt us and we get offended so easily. Well, consider this. The good people and the successful athletes that I'm working with are, we've all hurt each other. I've hurt every one of them. And every one of them has hurt me. And so we forgive and we keep moving forward. And that's something that Americans are not doing with each other right now. But I digress. I would not have the positive ideas, or even more specifically, the way to express those ideas, if I were in a Sunday morning culture. Now, let me tell you what I mean. The types of ideas and things that they say in Sunday morning all the time cultivate certain mindsets that have nothing to do with anything the Bible teaches. It's just a habit of the culture, and it has no relationship to Jesus at all, or no relationship to the wisdom of the Bible. It's just part of their culture. It might be an American habit. It might be a mindset of, oh, it's just our little small group and everyone else is bad, but we got to go recruit bad people to make them good so they'll be in our little small group and have the same problem also. You know, that can get into a mind. You know, small group, you know, us against the world mentality. It makes you think funny. I remember being around people that were selling Amway, and they get out in public and it's like, you know, they really act kind of weird sometimes. You know, when they're around each other in their group, they act one way, but around others, it's like they don't know how to behave. And I would have similar problems if I were around a Sunday morning culture. It's not just that I left Sunday morning so that I could get closer to Jesus and know more about the Bible, which I did. I read the Bible much more. I read it very in depth. I have a Bible education, so I know how to study it myself. I don't need a pastor to tell me how to, because a lot of people do. I don't. That's a little special. Okay. And I also dig deeply, and I needed to stop the noise of all these other people sharing their ideas so I could just, you know, have peace and quiet and hear myself think, hear what the Bible was saying, hear what Jesus might be telling me personally in my life or whatever. And I got that. And that's, you know, I left Sunday morning so that I would be closer to Jesus. But there's another part of this. Leaving Sunday morning helped me explain Jesus to other people. So, I'll give you an example. As we go through life, you know, there are some really difficult problems that celebrities face. They get attacked by big business industries of all sorts. There's almost always politics involved. And consider sports. Sports are a political thing because they represent geography. And so governments get involved in their municipal, whatever, regional sports teams. So national governments are involved in the Olympics. And so there's wheeling and dealing going on everywhere, all over the place. There are no business sectors in the world that are exempt from sin and corruption. And so as we face these problems, I've had conversations with people, and I've been able to be a friend, and I've been able to say things that are helpful. And if I had been part of a Sunday morning culture, I would not have known how to say those things. And also, instead, I would have been saying different things that would have made things worse. And so I have many good friends that I wouldn't have any other way. And those friends have some things that they're happy with because of our friendship. And they wouldn't have that friendship were it any other way. So one example of this where I really saw something. I voted for Trump. All right, considering that, and I would again, and I've been loud and clear about that, but not because he's perfect. But this morning on Facebook, I saw the notification. There was, the Trump channel or whatever, whatever they call it. There was a video of a call to prayer or something. And all these different people that just seem like pastors to me. I don't know what they are. I didn't research it. I just clicked the video and saw people talking and was busy because I had to go do my morning exercise routine because I train like a professional athlete. And that's the more responsible thing for me to be focusing on because that's where I'm able to do good things in the world. So as I'm watching this video, I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, these guys are talking like churchianity stuff. These guys are saying the same things that they'd say within Sunday culture. And only after a few minutes, I just got tired of it. And none of it had to do with anything that the Bible teaches. It's just the way that they talk. One guy said, Lord, it's easy for us to forget that this is about people, something like that. And I'm like, it's not easy for me to forget that. And I would never tell myself that something is easy for me to forget because that cultivates a mentality of forgetting things that are important. So no, it's not. I remember that things are all about people. Everywhere I go, life is about people for me and loving others. And when I do something wrong, I see it as a failure to love other people. But this guy says it's easy to forget. I don't agree with that. But if I had been in Sunday morning, I would. And then he started talking about the people in the campaign. The Trump campaign is about people who need prayer. And I'm sitting there going, the election is about people who need prayer, man. Why aren't Trump supporters remembering that the Democrat enemy bad guys over there are also humans? Why? Can you see a Trump campaign prayer meeting where someone says, we need to pray for our good friends that are voting Democrat, that they could understand something good and that would lead them to vote for Trump? Can you see that in the Trump support culture we're getting now from Christians? I don't think so. It really, I don't hear that message. Now, I'm not saying that that's the truth. I'm saying that these people believe they're on a mission from God, and so they should be thinking of loving the other voters instead of trying to defeat the bad guys with the ballot box in Jesus' name. And I'm so glad that I'm out of that, and I don't think that way at a time when we need unity and love.